Chairman, I think I made the comment last year that Nino was probably the lowest paid CEO in the top 200 companies on only a miserable $680,000. So I notice he's up to $1.5 million this year, so I'll give you my business card later and you can send me a case of Grange. My question is just, I've got no complaints. 1.5 is very, very moderate in the context of Australian CEO salary. So I have no complaints about the level of executive pay at SP AusNet. Just my one query, was there an element of, like the directors got the extra money because of Alinta, was there an element of payment for the extra work on Alinta in that cash bonus? And then I also mentioned earlier that the fees that get paid to the management company of $40 million in total, and he said that the non-performance element of that was to pay salaries. So I'm just curious as to how that works. There's a figure in the accounts of $22 million that supposedly is paying salaries. Then there's a figure for Nino of $1.5 in salary and cash bonuses. Is that, I mean, how do those two work? Is there a double counting there? What salaries are being paid out of the performance fee, or are they separate managers somewhere else? So how do those two things actually work with pay at this company?
Okay, I will maybe get the chair to talk about the details. But before that, I think your figure of 1.5 million for Nino is grossly overstated. That includes his sort of long-term incentive imputed so-called value, which may or may not be realized. Am I correct, Nino? Jeff, will you please elaborate on that?
Thanks, Chairman. Firstly, just comment on the 1.5 million that Nino is there. Let me be clear. It's fairly clearly spelled out in the remuneration report that his base is $569,000. The bonus was $600,000. The superannuation was $41,000. And there was an equity component to his package, which I think probably is still to be earned out under the LTI. So that's how the 1.5 million is determined. We have to calculate it that way because the accounting standards require that sort of reporting. Unfortunately, it's not quite what we get in our pockets. There's an earn-out component that's associated with that. Chairman, just going back to Mr. Main's comment about the amount in the performance fees that relates to wages and salaries. There's some $22 million that was paid last year, and that is related to mainly to wages and salaries. In fact, part of the MSA adjustments that we're proposing later on in this meeting are really to adjust that, and I'm sure that that will be talked to in a minute. But all of the wages and salaries and the short and long-term incentives are paid from that pool. So there is no double counting, Mr. May. What happens is that reimbursement of people who are SPI management employees, which is myself and Nino and approximately 90 other people, are paid from that pool of funds, and that is a direct charge through to SP AusNet.
Can I just add another point, Stephen? The bonus for Nino and his senior management team, for the financial year just ended, included a once-off special bonus for their efforts which they expended, extra efforts which they expended in relation to the Alinta transaction.
Finally, Chairman, with your grace, just noting, Mr. Main, one of the reasons why you compared a higher figure last year to this year is that it does include the LTI, and you might recall last year there was no LTI in those figures. So no long-term incentive was included in what you had as the prior year comparison.
Thank you.